Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic. Over on that mic, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio out there, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate you. Really fun 9 o'clock hour. Let's keep that vibe going for the 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Our final hour of the week. We'll be back at this next week, of course. Be listening in this hour a little bit later. Seth and I are going to be talking about Jurassic Park. And would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park? If you go, do you have to bring a glass of water just in case?
That's their only warning system, shaking water.
They put all the money into evolution, all the science into this, and this is our warning system. We're just, every guest walks around with a glass. That is going to go on a little bit later. We're also going to be talking about Bluegrass at the Lake. Got a chance for you to win some tickets.
Yes. We want people to go.
We got our schedule to get into and plenty of other fun stuff here coming up throughout the hour. But let's kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news. And Seth, now the Donut Championship thing sounded a lot of fun.
Okay.
But I cannot be more serious about this. I really want to go to this.
Oh.
The 1985 cinematic classic, Tommy Boy, turns 30 this year. And it's getting its own celebration in Sandusky, Ohio, where the movie was set.
That's right. Okay.
Tommy Boy Fest goes down August 7th through the 9th, David Spade isn't booked, but there is some rumors he might show up.
That'd be cool.
And in fact, no stars for the movie have been scheduled yet. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Dan Aykroyd and some others show up to that. Mm-hmm. But director Peter Siegel is, along with the actual car from the movie, going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
So that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Activities will include, of course, movie screenings, live music, a classic car show, look-alike contests, and a Tommy want a wingy throwdown. So I imagine that's a wingy eating contest or something. I don't know if any of that necessarily really pulls me to it.
Right.
I just love the idea of celebrating that movie.
Yeah.
And the fun of that.
That was one of those movies. It was I know for my college years, that was one that it was a go-to movie.
I liked Black Sheep, but I mean, like you did, and many did out there, I watched it on an endless loop for so much of my early childhood, or senior, years and stuff. And I think that this is a cool idea, but it's a great opportunity to celebrate the movie and all that, but what it really is celebrating Chris Farley.
It is.
It's really a way to be able to do that.
Which is, I think, really cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea of being able to do that without... specifically making it about him, because maybe there'd be something a little bit, cringy about saying, that kind of stuff. But if you're honoring some of his work, probably it was the most popular movie he was in, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes it a little less, a little less weird.
I also would understand if David Spade wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
Just that's still even fresh for him.
Yeah.
When he talked
about it.
He was
so close. Him and Chris were so close.
Yeah, they were. Any chance to celebrate that guy? One of the things I got to say really quick, too, because I deal with this with a lot with Second City and with a lot of young students that want to be the next Chris Farley. And they try really hard. And there's only one Farley, and usually you have to have that discussion with them.
Right.
What I will say is about they don't – every one of these kids, 19, 18 years old, whatever, oldest maybe 20, 21 or whatever, that try to do this or bring this up – they remember Farley. They talk about him. They don't romanticize him.
Mm.
I really like that.
That's good.
I really like that there's this love and respect for him, also understanding he wasn't perfect, and we lost him too young for a reason.
Yep.
And the dangers of that, and so much of mental health and conversation that comes up when we talk about Farley. His legacy, it's even bigger than I think any of us could have realized when we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just comedy that's a
real...
I love that. I like the idea of the fest. I think it's a really fun idea.
Well, how many movies are set in Sandusky, Ohio? I mean, seriously, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
You can go to cityofsandusky.com to find out more about it. Holy shnikes, that's going to be fun. And Bruce Springsteen, the boss, has got his lost albums that he's going to be releasing. He will release 7 lost albums in June.
Holy what?
Yeah. Yeah. 7 albums in June on June 27th. They're a part of a box set called Tracks 2, The Lost Albums. In total, it has 83 previously unreleased tracks that were recorded between 83 and 2018.
My goodness.
74 of them have never been heard before.
74?
I, you know, you were just talking about Prince earlier about this. I think I've rambled before. Frank Zappa's got like albums that he recorded that nobody will ever hear. There's a number of artists like this that we've heard this about. I've never heard this about Bruce Springsteen before.
That's why I was so shocked about it. I've never considered him like a prolific songwriter or recorder. But the wow, that opened my eyes.
I will say I have the first thing I think of with Bruce Springsteen is him as a songwriter. That's the first thing I think of. Yeah. But I know what you're saying though too. I hear you. Not somebody that's sitting there writing just doing this apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't know
he was recording them too, which is interesting. Yeah.
I got to think there's got to be a lot of great stuff on there. And one of the things we do know that's on there, we touched on this, talked about it in one of our previous segments, is his dip into the country music world.
Yeah.
And there's some country stuff on there.
Oh, and he's done folk stuff and things. He's actually got a much broader musical palette than I think a lot of people know.
I'm telling you, there is an alternate universe where Bruce Springsteen is the Bob Dylan of that universe. Yeah. He is the folk king of that universe.
Right.
That's what he was going to do. That's the kind of style he wanted to do.
He did that little turn into rock and roll. And it still worked out just fine for him. Yeah. But still, you're right. It could have been a little different.
Tom Cruise set a Guinness World Record while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It was for most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. Tom jumped out of a helicopter 16 times while strapped to a parachute pre-soaked in fuel and lit on fire. According to Guinness, no other actor or stuntman has come close to that amount of drops. Guinness editor-in-chief says, quote, Tom doesn't just play action heroes. He is an action hero. A large part of his success can be chalked up to his absolute focus on authenticity and pushing the boundaries of what a leading man can do.
That's a kind way of putting it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's to synopsize this, he's insane.
Well,
and I mean that lovingly. Yeah. I mean that as somebody who I would be doing this if I could. I admire him doing this.
Right. The thing that, I mean, and I honestly, if that's what Tom Cruise makes him happy, go for it, man. You go and do that. The thing that gets a little old is the, look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. You know, kind of, it's a little bit, it's like, yeah, we know Tom. We get it.
Well, let's be fair here, Seth. We all know that Jackie Chan went in every single, wait a minute, no, that's right. Jackie Chan busted his tail. And his head, literally.
Yeah, and hands and arms and everything you can bust, yes.
Outside of maybe Rumble in the Bronx, you never see like him talk. And the only time he talks about it is because he literally got a hole in his head and he was trying to show people how it happened. Yes. The Look at Me, Louie stuff with Tom Cruise is very old and very tired to me.
That's been kind of his MO for a long time, to different varying degrees of success.
And here's the thing about it that is, I think, the most frustrating part of it for me with this. He doesn't need to do it.
No, he doesn't.
We would do it for him.
Yeah.
If he didn't do it, I would be talking and bragging about him even more.
Yeah.
It's because he does this. It wears down. When you're good at... here's a note to everybody out there, to all the egomaniacs or wannabe alpha males or anything like that. When you're good at something, you don't have to brag.
Exactly.
Other people do it for you. That's how Michael Jordan never called himself the GOAT, never has called himself that.
No.
Other people do it for him.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this, Tom. It's lame. It's tired. Yeah. And we all the credit you should be being given for doing all this stuff, which I credit him for.
Yes, exactly.
Tom Cruise, whether we like it or not, and everything, helped the movie industry survive after the pandemic and everything with Top Gun and some of that stuff.
Sure.
But it loses all that meaning because of this lame stuff that he does and everything, and this need to, you know, this constant need for attention and credit.
He gets in his own way a lot.
Tom Cruise is the Aaron Rodgers of actors.
That is the perfect comp.
It just hit me.
It's just right there. You are so right.
Tom said, quote, if this is twisted while it's burning, I'm going to be spinning and burnt. I have to kick out a twist then and ignite in 10 seconds. He had an actual process to this, which I think is kind of interesting when you're watching the movie and stuff. But yeah, we do cover Guinness World Records, so I figured we had to get that one in there.
Apparently, I didn't know that was a thing. Of course, that happens a lot with world records, but still. Well, good for you, Tom, and now can you please stop talking about it.
Yeah. Taking a look at what's new on your small screen, big screen, and of course your email box and other places, maybe radio stations. Tonight, you've got game two of the Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton versus Florida. Wild finish to that one. Both teams are better than they were last year, and it's not often that the sequel is better than the original. This one might be.
This might be. We'll see. Hockey's so crazy.
It'll be on TNT and True TV tonight.
Okay.
Also on ABC, Late to the Party, a TV show from Charlie Blow, a documentary from Charlie Blow.
Okay.
You will also have the fourth season premiere of Resident Alien, our guy Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk, yes. By the way, that show is one of the executive producers. All you Trek fans out there is... I forgot his name. Patrick McNeil, he was on Voyager. He played Tom Paris on Voyager.
Okay.
He has since gone behind the scenes. He was a director. He's directed many TV shows. He's been the producer on many shows. He is one of the driving forces behind Resident Alien.
Cool.
And so I want to give a shout out to him because I always loved him on the show. But he's done a much better job behind the camera.
I haven't been able to keep up with it, but I liked the show. I saw the first season and really liked it. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad really liked it. The premiere today on Fox on Max is the streaming premiere of The Alto Knights, the movie starring Robert De Niro in dual roles about a rival 1950s crime boss. I got to see that. De Niro.
Go back to his roots.
Well, and it's really him acting his tail off, man, at this age, playing dual roles and doing all these things.
That's not easy.
I don't know what it is about him and his drive, but he continues to try to push.
Pretty amazing.
For every Rocky and Bullwinkle or whatever, late in life, the movies he's doing, of all the actors, maybe Pacino a little bit more, but of all the current still working actors, you can make an argument there's nobody who has to worry about their legacy more than Robert De Niro.
Nope.
And he continues to try to push himself and do these things in his 80s and stuff. I don't know how you can't admire
that. That is some drive, yeah.
I love it. And I cannot wait to watch this. On 7 o'clock tomorrow, on premiering tomorrow night, a live performance of Good Night and Good Luck, the Tony-nominated play starring George Clooney as legendary broadcaster Edward R. Murrow.
Based on the film that he directed, starring the great David Strahan, I love the idea that they did that. And that is very cool. I'm very curious about that.
They need to do more of that stuff.
Seriously.
Broadway needs to get over itself and let more of these plays be for public consumption.
It can only help them.
It can only help.
It's good publicity.
Doing it the way they've been doing it sure ain't helping.
Nope.
Counting on a Hamilton or a Wicked to pop out of nowhere or a Spamalot or something like that. How is that helping Broadway? How is that helping the actors and the legacy of that? Get over yourself.
They another thing that needs to... kind of think about changing a little bit.
And the 78th Annual Tony Awards are this weekend.
Speaking of Broadway.
Cynthia Erivo is going to be hosting. She should be good at that, I bet.
Interesting. Okay.
On 2 o'clock on Sunday on Hulu, the 2025 LA Pride Parade. Niecy Nash, Jessica Betts, a bunch of people are going to be involved with that one.
Very cool.
And Sunday night, 7 o'clock, NBA Finals, Game 2, OKC versus Indiana.
Speaking of crazy finishes, how about last night? Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton has as many game-winning shots as Michael Jordan.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That kid is just
clutch. We have seen the emergence of a possible superstar here. He's always been good. He's always been one of those upper, players that people talk about. But he's kind of really grabbed the bull by the horns, so to speak.
If that's going to happen for him to get to that next level, this has either got to go 7 or they got to win it.
Yeah.
Or he has got to have because he's only averaging like in the teens for points. It's these moments are great. As superstar, every minute, every quarter you're showing
up. He's got to make sure
but
he does.
I really like him. Really like him. I feel like I was
Wisconsin guy. Wisconsin boy, too. So you got to give that a shout out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not a lot coming out into the big in theaters right now. The Phoenician Scheme, which I mentioned earlier, opens nationwide. It's rated PG-13. The great, the wonderful Wes Anderson directs it. Benicio del Toro, Michael Cera, Tom Hanks, Bryan Cranston, Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, and Benedict Cumberbatch, just to top it off.
Just to throw a few extra people in there. He's one of those directors that one thing. It may not be good, or you may not like it, but he's always doing something interesting.
Yeah.
And those are so rare these days that you can find Christopher Nolan, Wes Anderson, Paul Thomas Anderson, these guys that have been given the leeway to do interesting things. We have to celebrate those folks.
Yeah. And Ballerina, the prequel is set between the third and fourth John Wick movies, which means that is why Keanu Reeves shows up. I saw a bunch of people barking about, no, he shouldn't be in it. It's a prequel
kind of thing, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Ana de Armas. I think she's incredible, mm-hmm. and she brings it in this role. She learned and trained with weapons and all these things, and you could really see it in her performance. Gabriel Byrne and Angelica Houston are in it. I love that.
Ooh, got some of the old guard in there. Nice.
Got Norman Reedus and Ian McShane showing up.
Wow.
And I believe the last performance of Lance Riddick, who was one of my favorite character actors of all time.
Right. Oh,
Ian McShane. I'm a sucker for these movies. Yeah.
Ian McShane sighting. Nice.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for those movies. Yeah. I can't wait to watch it. But everybody's trying to get out of the way because July is going to be gigantic for our movies. New Superman, new Fantastic Four, a lot of big stuff coming out. We are going to be, we got a lot of big stuff in our WFHR newsletter, the newest edition. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to sign up for that, everybody. Had a new edition premiere yesterday. It showed up in my email box at noon.
Yep.
Shout out to Melissa Kay and the executive producer of that mm-hmm. does an amazing job. And of course, all of our great writers that work on this, not only our great people from about the Civic Media family, mm-hmm. But of course around here and Chuck Gennaro and the great work that Laura is working on. She does a lot of great stuff with the Rapid Support interviews mm-hmm. and certainly covering other things. And Michael Comer got everything you need to know about local sports.
I mean, like literally everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He somehow crams everything in there. It is remarkable. We are so lucky to have him.
Being blunt with the audience, we don't have a ton of opportunity for promotion of our stations and what we do around here. So I like to take a note to do that. And of course, we are our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, has some great stuff going on this weekend, including a brand new show. Seth, tell them about Trail Tunes. What that will follow that?
Of course. Well, you know, it's been a couple years now since we started Trail Tunes. It's moved around a little bit, but I think it's found a new home. Saturdays at 6 o'clock, the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border songs. Check that one out, of course, everyone. But going starting right after that, premiere brand new show on Saturday, 7 o'clock, everyone. Red Folk and Blue. Make sure you remember that. Red Folk and Blue, Laura's new show. She is going to be highlighting Americana music. Now that's a very broad category because it can include folk and blues and country and bluegrass and rockabilly and all kinds of great stuff, Americana music. So it's going to have it's going to have a very wide variety of music. We do encourage you, of course, to check it out. These first couple of episodes she's doing is kind of a little tie-in with Bluegrass at the Lake. So you can hear a little more bluegrass this Saturday and next Saturday while the festival is going on as well. So keep that in mind as we kick off the show. But we're very excited to have Red Folk and Blue, 7 o'clock, right after Trail Tunes every Saturday.
We are so excited about that. This, of course, a connection with our great friends at Bluegrass at the Lake.
Yep.
Big shout out to Carolyn and all the great performers and all the wonderful volunteers mm-hmm. and everybody that make that event one of our signature events here in central Wisconsin every summer. That is right around the corner, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
June 12th through the 14th. Get your tickets for Bluegrass at the Lake by going to bluegrassatthelake.com. It's all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets that way or by calling up.
Right now.
Yeah. Call
right
up,
now.
Join us. I will take caller number three. And you're going to win yourself some tickets to go see Bluegrass at the Lake. We encourage you to call up. Join us for that right now at 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Be a part of Bluegrass at the Lake, this wonderful celebration of life and folk and,
yep.
and bluegrass and just fun. We love this event.
We'll be giving away tickets all next week on both stations. So mm-hmm. keep listening, everyone, to the morning shows and beyond. So keep it here to win tickets to Bluegrass at the Lake.
Call up and win those tickets, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up, the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. I mean, this could have been another world. It could have been our theme music. They really could have. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. So thanks so much for joining us, everybody. A couple of things going on here at WFHR wanted to touch on. Of course,
yes.
Got some great programming going on for you throughout the whole weekend that we're looking forward to getting into. And today is the last day for this week. Next week, we're going to do this all over again. But Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest, it'll be continuing next week.
Yep.
But today, you still got chances in the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours to listen for that keyword to text to us.
Keep listening, everybody.
Be listening for it. We got great Rafter baseball on the radio dial for you tonight. 6:20, Rafters hosting Royal Oak. I've been enjoying the team.
The Leprechauns.
Such a weird. I don't know. I'd much rather be a rafter.
I'd rather be a rat.
Grab your oars and get on over to Winterfield for this one tonight. We'll meet you there. And of course, the Raptors are going to be back at this tomorrow at 6:20, staying at Winterfield. Mm-hmm. Got the Green Bay Rockers coming to town. If you are not able to make it to Winterfield, we got you covered. Every hit, every pitch of Raptor baseball right here where it belongs.
It's been sounding good.
We'll be talking about it on Playmakers a little bit later today on 105.5 WIRI.
Yes.
Seth and I will be hanging out. We're going to talk some baseball, talk some Raptors, and yes, we will be talking about Aaron, but in a different way than I think most of the talking heads will be.
James has not told me how the angle he's approaching. I'm curious now. I want to see what his take is on this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
I think we have a different angle on it. I think no, we that's do. Good. We'll see. And of course, we encourage
anything
your calls.
Is better. Than yeah. The yeah. normal discourse.
Want your phone calls for that yeah. show? Join us from 4 to 5 today at 105.5 WIRI for Playmakers. We speak sport. And of course, over on WIRI, you've got some great soccer. One more game for the fall or summer here, everybody.
That's right. We have the Assumption girls in the thick of the playoffs here. We found out last night who they're playing tomorrow, which is Mauston. They'll be playing here in town, and we will be broadcasting it to you. Pregame at 10:50. The kickoff, tip off, whatever it is, the pitch, the oh, that wait, that's a, what they play on. Yeah. We'll be starting at 11 o'clock. Mike Comer will have the call on that for you. And this is just a taste, everyone, as we wrap up the season, the spring season for high school sports, depending on how far Assumption goes, of course. And we look forward to the fall, and we have big plans. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that. We've got big plans for what's coming up here. So all you fans of all the area schools here, not the two schools in Rapids, but we got Nakusa, Port Edwards, you know, we're going to try to cover all of that as much as we possibly can. Different sports. We're looking at doing new sports next year as well. And there's also a call for all of you businesses out there that might want to sponsor this. It's very important. We need you mm-hmm. in order to bring these games to everyone. So if you're wanting to dip your toe in a little radio advertising, this is a great way to start mm-hmm. is to sponsor high school games.
Encourage you to be a part of the team, everybody. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300, and Pam will put you in touch with our great sales staff. Mm-hmm. Seth isn't kidding. We have such a fun next year, fall, all mm-hmm. that I've lined up for you. We've got for the first time in a long time, we've got a sports director here at WFHR and WIRI, and Michael Comer, and he is hungry. He is coming at it. We are excited about that.
And he knows literally everything. Yeah. There's not a thing he can't. I've been just astonished by yeah. his knowledge.
Very excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about our great weekend lineup for you as well. Just a reminder of some of the fun you can keep going here. The fun keeps going here at WFHR throughout the weekend. And not only do you have Raptor baseball to look forward to, but you'll have the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m., the Woo! Greatest polka show of all time.
That's right.
Tim Hubbelt brings you this every Saturday at 7. Join yep. us for it. Going to be a good one.
The show this week is less Tim, more music. Unfortunately, when he did the show, his voice was almost gone. It's full of polka. You're going to get your fill of polka mm-hmm. this weekend.
Big thank you to Tim for yep. all the work he does on that. And a gigantic thank you to our friends at Family Natural Foods, who are the definition of buying local, supporting local, they and do. Supporting this community.
They're amazing.
We mean it for them. They mean it for everything, all of us. Right. They're great at supporting things. We yep. appreciate them. They sponsor Terry Talks Nutrition with one of the godfathers of the supplement industry, mm-hmm. Terry Lemron. Great talker, great conversationalist, and a really fun hour. Join us for that one, Terry Talks Nutrition. 2 hours. It's an hour show.
Yeah.
Join us for that. And of course, we have our Best of Our Morning show also on Saturday mornings. Be listening for that mm-hmm. at 11 a.m. On Sunday, 5 p.m. from 5 to 6, Director's Playhouse, Seth and I's show, where we get to talk to great local creatives and mm-hmm. artists. And we want to send a special shout out to all the musicians out there. If you're a musician, we want you on the show.
It doesn't matter anywhere in our listening area. We want to talk to you. And I think we will probably be reaching out and seeing, you know, just saying, hey, your band? Yeah, come on down.
Yeah.
We don't care what you play. What kind of music? Doesn't matter. We want to showcase you on Director's Playhouse.
We've been working at getting a good list of guests, and we're going to be mm-hmm. bringing you new episodes of that real soon. We're looking forward to it. And from 6 to 8, check in one of the most original shows that you'll ever hear in radio, Seth Face the Music.
Yes, new show this week. The number 2 is my theme. I'm slowly going through... the numbers.
Nice.
So I've done one and three, so I gotta fill the gap in with two. So I'm right, sure there's songs there that you've heard that maybe you haven't heard in a long time, but I can guarantee you'll have a lot of fun.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And be sure to join us from 8 to 9 every Sunday for Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. And keep in mind, if you love a song from the 90s, I will play it. Let me know.
He will. Even if he hates it, he will play it, because that's what his show is all about.
Yeah. Go ahead and get me your requests, everybody. James.mailoffice.
I haven't done that enough. I need to. James. Yes, songs please James
do.
Hates.
Please do. I can only imagine.
Nothing but Spice Girls.
We'll be having some fun with that one. Be listening for it. Thanks so much to everybody for supporting these shows.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate you doing that. And that's where I want to wrap up, Seth, because all of these shows, outside of, you know, maybe Terry Talks Nutrition and mm-hmm. stuff, could all use sponsors. It's a great opportunity for you as a business to put your name right here on this station that's been here 80 plus years supporting this community, covering this community. You hear the way we talk about El Cafe or some of our other great Family Natural Foods. You just heard me.
Culver's.
All of them. We go on above and beyond. That's my job. One of my jobs, I feel like. If you advertise with us, I'm going to go above and beyond to talk about you. And especially if you're sponsoring one of our shows, like Seth Faces the Music or Trail Tunes or any of these great shows. Mm-hmm. And I do want to announce, and I'm not even sure if I can do this or not, but I'm
going to. He's going for it.
Because I support them. I appreciate them. Our Rapids Report, our wonderful show that we get to bring you Monday through Friday, where we bring in local guests and cover this area like nobody else is. It's produced by Laura, and I do this silly hosting thing and stuff. And this show is that one of the most popular shows in this area, everybody. We got the numbers to back it up.
We do.
You can stream it every Monday through Friday starting at 2 o'clock. Today, we'll have Representative Scott Krug on with us. Can't wait to talk to Scott. And in part two, we're going to talk to some new people over at McMillan Library.
Nice.
This show is now proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
One of the, a true supporter of local anything, longtime sponsors and commercial buyers here at WF. I mean, you've all heard the jingles. Woo! You know the jingle, everyone. Yeah. You can sing it right. In fact, you might be very upset at us. No, but you've heard the jingle. It's fantastic that they are helping us get Rapids Report out there, that they're sponsoring that show. A big shout out to Crockett Septic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, really appreciate them. Again, buy local, support local, everybody, and support those that support this community. We will take a time out. We'll come back, and we're talking about Jurassic Park World, real life. Would you go to it or not? I don't know. We'll find out. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thank you so much for being with us. This Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. So here is a question for you.
All right.
If there was a real life Jurassic Park, would you go, or would you rather just, you know, avoid that whole thing? YouGov polled more than 5,000 Americans, and most of us don't think it would be worth the risk.
Mm.
Less than a third said that they would definitely buy tickets.
Okay.
Only 29% said that they would go, 50% said no way, and 21% weren't sure.
Okay.
Now, I usually make fun of that unsure category.
But I think in this one it's okay. I really do.
Give a little grace.
You can
on
be on
that
the fence
one.
On this one.
A little
one,
wiggle room on this one. Shockingly, men were more likely to say yes than women. Oh, that's incredibly shocking. That's actually, I will say the numbers were a little surprising. Not that men would go do this with women, but it's only 35% to 23% of women. So it's not that far apart.
No, it really isn't. So,
and the older you are, the less likely you are to think it would be fun. Only 17% of seniors would go into a real-life Jurassic Park, compared to 41% of people under 30.
Man alive.
Can I say something for myself?
If I
was in senior age,
okay,
and look, just being honest, we all got to go some way. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if I got to go, like how did James die? I just heard he passed away. How did he go? T-Rex.
Yeah, I was going to say being eaten by a T-Rex. Like, not a bad.
Seriously, what happened? What happened? No, he was eaten by a T-Rex. Like, I feel like if you got to go, that's a pretty cool way to go. T-Rexes were vegetarians.
Honestly, though, they were so big. Would we even register?
Mm.
Because you think they'd go after the bigger meals,
well,
right?
This
you
know? Is part of it. I don't think it'd be painful. It's pretty much one bite.
Yeah, and you're toast. You're, yeah.
You know, it's one swallow.
Unless he swallows you whole, then that's just horrible, agonizing like death.
But hey, you went out like a rock star, man. You were taken out by a dinosaur.
Oh, man. So they do nothing in these films but show us how dangerous it would be to have dinosaurs in a theme park. And it's like, hey, do you want to go? What have you been showing us all this time?
I don't know why they keep on. I don't know why they keep opening new ones. They keep bringing the franchise
back. I know they do.
They got poor Scarlett Johansson running around.
They never learn. You know, it just.
They also asked if people think we should try to bring back dinosaurs like they did in the movie. Only 18% said yes, 57% said no, and 25% aren't sure if it's a good idea. Now, this one boggles my mind. In what universe do you think it's a good idea to bring back a dinosaur?
Seriously. Completely different ecosystem. I mean, the planet was so different back then. Yeah. There's a reason they were there at that time. You know, because the conditions were good for that kind of animal kind of thing. No. What would we do with them? Release them into the wild? No. Are you crazy?
There's nowhere on the planet you could put them.
No.
Like, one of the most sci-fi things about Jurassic Park is that you could actually find somewhere to do this.
Right.
Like, I believe it's a made-up island.
It is. It's not a real thing,
To show you the point. Like, we got thousands of islands that are uninhabited. You know, they could have picked one of those. They picked a fake one for a reason. because this is literally scientifically not only impossible on the level of actually making them real again, but doing something like that. And the thing that gets lost in the shuffle with a lot of this stuff, and oddly enough, as much as I appreciate science, and I like even scientists and reading about science, one of the things that boggles my mind about a scientist is how out of touch they can be sometimes with the idea of certain things, because the idea of science or creation or anything like that, all I think most of it at least stems from good places and from wanting to do something different. And look at the dodo and the idea of bringing the dodo back. It's a wonderful animal that was taken out into of its own fault.
No,
it wasn't even its own fault. Look at the history of that. It was actually an incredibly smart bird. Was very smart, just didn't have any defenses.
Right. Without natural enemies, what are you going to defend against, right? Exactly.
So you want to bring that back. That sounds like a really wonderful feel-good story and everything like that. Now, where are you going to put it in the food chain?
Yeah.
Because
it's been out of it for so long.
Because it mucks up everything. And as much as we love the dodo, would like to bring the dodo back, I'm sorry, that's not how this works.
No.
That's why it's so vital that we take care of animals while we have them, like polar bears and so many others that are on the endangered species list. Once you lose them, there's no bringing it back, because once you do, it completely mucks up the whole food chain. And guess what, everybody? That does fall on our shoulders. Anybody that wants to say, oh, that's not my responsibility, I'm a human. No, you don't get to be at the top for nothing. The idea of people on the top not taking responsibility for every action that goes on below them is not leadership. That's not what a leader is.
No.
Oh, but I didn't do it. I don't care. You're in charge. It falls on you. You don't get to help. You don't get to have the title without responsibility.
You can't pick and choose, right? Yeah. About what that kind of thing. You know, and it's like, I got an idea. Why don't we fight against the thing that's causing all these problems anyway? Climate change. Why don't we work on that? Which, by the way, apparently in the United States, we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, where did that go? Anyone out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, do we not care anymore? We just wanted to, you know, is that it? We just want to destroy everything? I don't know.
What would the, because I don't, you know, I've seen the Jurassic Park movies, but I guess I'm not remembering very well. Did they have a T-Rex section? They got a great safari in the Dells I've talked about before, and you could ride a camel there and some other things. It's really amazing how big it is, considering where it's located in the Dells.
Yep.
Is it one of these situations you could ride a raptor? I don't know. You can feed the raptors something.
This is the way I view it. So there's in the original Jurassic Park movie, there's that part where they're going into the visitor center and they're like looking out, you know, and trying to see something, and there's nothing there. So I'm sorry, I'm going to lose some people here, but so there was a riff tracks of the movie with Mike Nelson and Weird Al.
Oh, wow.
And so, it's fantastic, by the way. And at this point, we got Weird Al going, is that a dinosaur? Mike going, no. Is that a dinosaur? No. Is that a dinosaur? No. Man, this park sucks. That's what I would be getting. It's like, I'd be looking around and there's nothing. They're all hiding or somewhere else, right?
That's definitely what would happen. Because we've all been to the zoo where you're going to see the animal and the animal's
they're all
hiding.
Sleeping. Right.
That's definitely what would happen to me. Yes. You and me both, I think.
All the dinosaurs are out sleeping.
I'm trying to, I feel like this is one of those things that would be very, not only obviously insane to pull off. You can't actually do it and everything, but it would lose. I think if you even did actually have a real Jurassic World and all that stuff and everything, I don't even know how popular it'd be. I genuinely don't know how popular it'd be. We our whole lifetime, Seth, we had alien movies and UFO movies and all this stuff.
Right.
Government comes out, says it's real. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. The sheep story got some news some years back.
Oh, man, back in the 90s when they cloned Dolly, right? The sheep.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. But, I mean, that was 24-hour news. It was in and out. Nobody talked about
there
it
there was the clone panic. Let's see. How many panics have been going on since we've... Yeah, wow, that's been a lot. Wow, I just realized that. But anyway...
I don't know
the how... dinosaur panic is not upon us yet.
We'll see. We'll see. If Jurassic Park turns 32 next month, it hits theaters nationwide on June 11th, the new one, that is. Or it hit theaters on June 11th, but the new one will be coming out in July, I believe.
There's one thing I hope they do bring back, though. The woolly mammoth, the giant woolly mammoth, just so we can be like Fred Flintstone and have that giant rack of ribs that he always had at the beginning.
Yes, yes.
I want a giant rack of ribs just because of that. That's the only reason why.
Them and have Ray Romano voice it. Yes, yes. We'll be back with more show, morning show at WFHR. Time to wrap up the show for the week. Thank you so much to the best listeners in radio for joining us all week long. It's been so much fun hanging out with you. Been a great week. Big thank you to all of our guests, all of our co-hosts, of course, our partners out there working with us and everything. We've been having a lot of fun. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us.
Yes.
Get to some good stories to wrap up in a moment and some things going on in town. But real quick, look at our lineup for today. Be sure to join us at WFHR.com for the Rapids Report brought to you by Crockett Septic.
Yeah. Fun to say that.
I don't even think they're under contract yet. We've already gotten it twice. That's what we do around
That's
here.
Right.
We appreciate them. In today's Rapids Report, we'll be speaking with Wisconsin's Representative District 72, Scott Krug. Scott and I will have plenty to talk about. We missed a month, so we got some catching up to do. Got some homework to do or a little bit of house cleaning to do.
There you go. That's right.
And in part two, we wrap up the week with our friends at McMillan Memorial Library. Heather, the new library director there, and Eric, the community outreach director over there, are going to be joining us.
Oh, right.
I'm very excited to meet
Very
them.
Exciting, yes.
It's going to be great. Be sure to join us. It's streaming exclusively at WFHR.com every Monday through Friday, too.
I love our library. My son and I were there last night, and it was fantastic. There's just something about walking into the library. It just feels like all kinds of possibilities.
Yeah, it is probably the building, the second most building I've been in the most around here. I love that building. Ken, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial all weekend long. Tonight, 6:20, hosting Royal Oak. Tomorrow at 6:20, going to be hosting Green Bay. And then on Sunday, early start time, 12:50, Rafters are going to be in Green Bay for that one.
Nice.
We'll be talking about it on Playmakers later today. And be sure to join us from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. Big shout out to Quality Puts Printing and Family Natural Foods giving us that hour to play with.
Absolutely.
Quick reminder again that this Saturday, tomorrow, our good friends at Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be recovering the American flags from cemetery headstones. They're going to be starting this over at Forest Hill Mausoleum on Spring Street here in Rapids at 10 a.m. Head on over there. Help out if you can. And a big thank you to everybody who is a part of that and doing that.
Yes, indeed.
The Wisconsin The Department of Transportation is hosting a construction information meeting regarding Project Wisconsin 73 from Industrial Street to WIS 186 in Wood County. Ooh. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 12th at 5 o'clock over at the Wisconsin Rapid City Hall. We'll have more on this next week, but just wanted to throw that out there for people making plans.
People prepared, that's always a good thing.
Got some other great stuff going on.
A few other things, everybody. Statewide, we have the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend. That is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, everyone. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived to all visitors. Now, Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. I don't need to hear about that again. Don't talk about Minnesota, please. Wisconsin has something for everyone to enjoy, and this is a great opportunity. My family has taken advantage of this a few times doing this. It's a great way to see all the great state parks that we have all throughout Wisconsin and the ones closest by right here. So keep that in mind, everyone. They're all free this weekend. This isn't free, but it's fantastic. It's the Historic Point Boss Pioneer Fest happening on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4. This is a sensory experience you won't want to miss. Taste the homemade ice cream, smell the campfires, see life the way it was lived in the past, hear stories and sounds of nature the way the Wakeleys did. And that is happening, of course, at the Historic Point Boss, 364 Wakeley Road in Nakusa. This is an event for the whole family. $5 for adults, $3 for students, members, and preschool are free. It's always a good time. History comes alive, everyone, at the Historic Point Boss, especially this weekend for the Pioneer Festival. And if you are looking to get rid of books, we will accept them over at the Moravian Church, everyone. We are collecting for the fall book sale, and we have our bin outside there in the parking lot at 310 First Avenue South. That is just off of Goggins by the glass doors. We will be accepting those books through September 15th. And just a reminder, the book sale will take place October 9th through the 11th. So get rid of the old books. Get ready to buy a whole bunch this fall.
Our friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum have their Third Street walking tour, where you can explore the history of the former High Street and admire the unique blend of architectural styles that are going around with this. It'll be happening this Sunday at 2:30, 1 o'clock and 2:30.
Okay.
So,
yes.
Yes, they will have
two opportunities.
They have two chances for you to do this. Space is limited to 20 persons per time slot, so please call ahead of time at 715-423-1580, 715-423-1580. Take advantage and enjoy the Third Street walking tour. Big shout out to Phil and the gang over there at the Stoutwood County Historical Museum.
Yes, more living history. Very cool.
Gather by the Bandshell is going to be taking place over in Rome. We love this event. It's coming up June 10th. Big shout out to Rolling Rome and Sand Slicer. Rocky Rococo going to be down there. Jackson Taylor going to be performing.
Nice.
That is going to be fun. Gather by the Bandshell with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce this June 10th, right over there at 274 Geneva Trail in Nakusa.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just one more time want to shout out our friends at Bluegrass at the Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn's going to be joining us next week on our morning shows. We'll be talking with her.
Sunrise show and this one too. Yeah.
We're really building up to the big event next weekend and everything, June 12th through the 14th. Encourage you to bookmark bluegrassatthelake.com. And if you want a pair of tickets, we got them to give away all next week.
Yes.
And I can't help myself, Seth. It's like they're burning a hole.
Burning a hole.
All right.
Up burning!
For the next 5 minutes, we will give away another set of tickets.
All right. Let's do it.
If you call up 715-424-2600 or just reach out to us through the Civic Media app, call up.
You can text us that way. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to get your information and love to get you these tickets. Call up, and I want your favorite blues artist or bluegrass artist or folk artist or something.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. We want to. I mean, check out the great lineup, by the way, that they have there, too, on their website. Yeah.
I was just going
to
say, extra points for local bands.
Ah.
Mention those. Yeah. So here's some interesting stuff. A Jersey Mike's employee in Florida helped rescue a woman who was being held against her will last week.
Oh,
Eleanor,
my God.
Eleanor Coffey found a crumpled up piece of paper in a bathroom last Tuesday, then looked in the trash and it said, "Help me" on it. It was an address on it and asked whoever found it to please call the cops. Eleanor and her manager immediately called 911. Police showed up at the address and rescued the woman and arrested the person who was holding her.
Wow.
They say he had at least two domestic violence charges against him, and my goodness, how badly that story could have gone. And it was already rough enough.
But that's amazing. That is amazing. Wow.
And I don't care if this is a stretch or not. This is treat people in retail better. Treat them better, everybody. That means paying them better, and that means treat us as customers treating them
100%.
Better. 100%. A guy on horseback helped catch a hit-and-run driver in New Jersey the other day. A guy in a gray Accord hit a parked car and sped off, but a guy riding on his horse saw it happen and chased after him.
Got riding on his horse.
He got a partial license plate number, and it was enough for the police to track the guy down.
A real-life cowboy. How about that? Nice.
And as part of his sentence, he has to tell everybody in prison how he got caught.
by a guy on a horse.
He has to, right? I mean,
I would make him do that, yeah.
I don't even know if I'd be ashamed of that. I don't even know. I'd just be kind
of... Would that be kind of a cool story?
Yeah, just throw your hands up, man. I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, look, sometimes they're the better man. Sometimes, you know, the crime man is and not the horse. Pay. Don't do crime. And another study, yet another one of these, Seth, found having a dog early in life can make kids healthier.
Ooh.
Specifically, kids prone to eczema are less likely to develop it if there's a dog in the home when they're a baby.
Really?
Experts think being exposed to all those microbes your dog brings in might help train their immune system.
Mm.
Other studies have found having a pet early on might lower your kid's risk of allergies and asthma.
Wow.
Along with, of course, certainly many studies that have been going on since we were kids about how much more empathy this can create in children at a young age. They're certainly sparking interest in the, you know, animals world, whether it's being a farmer or being a vet or any of these things.
Yep.
But the data is showing more and more why this is. I think we're getting, I know that the rise of dog culture and a lot of this stuff has been quite a thing, and I'm not saying that every household's going to have a dog, but I think we're only getting more and more into that world where dog and man, dog and, you know, domesticated animal are just much more connected, are much more, you know, looking out for each other, working with each other and everything, because dogs are, we're only giving dogs more jobs.
Yeah,
in the last 20 years, we've added on to that job title, or the dogs do this, along with, of course, the canine units and so many of those other things.
Yep.
And we have seen, and I talk about this a lot, look at the cities in the states that have risen in population in the last 20 years. Every single one of them have a theme. They're all animal friendly.
Animal friendly.
This is no longer about being a part of an organization or a cause or anything like this. This is where society has gone.
Right.
This is like, if you're pushing against this, you might as well try to push against recycling. Good luck. You know, there's no going back. There's no putting the genie back in there. So that's quite interesting.
Sometimes when you take things for granted, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Mm. You know, it's just kind of the way society has gone. Yeah, like you said.
And keep a quick reminder to everybody out there. Keep on listening in just a little bit here. In less than a minute from now, you're going to have opportunities to be able to hear the 11 o'clock hour word and then the 2 and 4 o'clock hour words for Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest.
Yes, exciting.
Big thank you. We already had a Rapids winner. That was
pretty cool. We did. Earlier this week, we had someone from Rapids win. So that might be you. Mm-hmm. You next. So make sure you're listening.
Keep on listening, everybody. And again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors, our sales team, our partners out there, and of course, all of you, the best listeners in radio, making this show and all of our other content so good. Seth, have a great weekend.
You too. You're the best, everyone.
Yeah, be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.